It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. 3 weeks until the November general election, we focus in on the U.S. Senate contest. Democratic Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes seeks to unseat incumbent Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. We plan to talk with Senator Johnson Thursday after 8:30. Join in with your questions for Mandela Barnes, 800-642-1234. Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much for having me. Really excited to be here. Thank you for taking the time.
So, yes, starting with inflation, the latest Marquette Law School poll finds that it is the top concern among registered voters here in Wisconsin, elsewhere in the country as well. 68% of respondents said they are very concerned. If you're elected senator, what would you do to address inflation?
And people should be concerned because they've been left behind. That's why we started out this campaign with the plan to rebuild the middle class. That's what it's been about since day one. The reality is Ron Johnson has continued to leave working families behind. Now, we know what we need to do. We first need to give working class families some relief, and that's why I support a middle class tax cut. Not a tax cut that goes to the most wealthy individuals like what Senator Johnson has supported. And also, we should expand earned income tax credit and make the child tax credit permanent. And we also have to hold oil and drug company executives accountable for using inflation as a smokescreen to jack up prices on consumers. These are companies that are making record profits right now. And they're also charging people record amounts of money for basic necessities. It's an unfair advantage, and it only happens because we have too many leaders like Ron Johnson in office who not only support this action, they're getting campaign support from pharmaceutical industry, from oil and gas industry. And working people are paying the price. We also need to build more things right here in Wisconsin. Unfortunately, Senator Johnson thinks we have enough jobs. And it ignores the economic reality. It ignores people's economic experience in this country. When we had the chance to build those next-generation postal vehicles right here in Oshkosh, and they decided to move them to South Carolina, Ron Johnson said, we have enough jobs. He's been all too comfortable sending good jobs out of state or overseas.
Well, I want to pause there because Republicans have pointed to the pandemic aid to Americans as the driving factor behind the rapidly rising prices we're dealing with on food, on rent, on our daily staples in our lives. Did the Democratic economic stimulus spending accelerate inflation as we see it today?
Well, unfortunately, they are going to point fingers. And the reality is you could just look at the record profits that these companies are making, oil and gas industry making more money than they've ever made before. And at the same time, they're charging people more money than they've ever charged before. It's not hard to go from point A to point B here. And it's unfortunate that Republicans would rather lay blame on the small business owners, the family farmers, and the working people who were on the brink of catastrophe during the course of the pandemic, instead of the people who are making money hand over fist. Over the course of this pandemic, billionaire wealth increased an additional $1.5 trillion, and 7 million people found themselves in poverty for the first time. So we know exactly where the blame lies, and we know who the politicians are, like Ron Johnson, that make it harder for working people to get the fair shot they deserve.
Well, the Senate, a 50-50, where the flipping of a single seat in the Senate would deliver a Republican majority. How would you, as a junior senator, get members of Congress to coalesce around the issues you care about that you're talking about? How would you go about, you know, easing the dysfunction we see in Congress?
Well, I'm happy to work with anybody that's ready to work for Wisconsin. Now, the reality is we don't have enough people who are ready to do the work that needs to be done. Let's take the CHIPS Act as an example, which is going to breathe new life into manufacturing in this country. And Wisconsin certainly has an opportunity to benefit from the CHIPS Act. 16 Republican senators voted for it, 47 Democrats. Ron Johnson voted against it because he'd rather play politics than do the right thing to create jobs right here in Wisconsin. As a member of the Assembly, I worked across the aisle to lower the cost of chemotherapy drugs, as an example. And as Lieutenant Governor, I've been fortunate to be able to travel the entire state. And when I show up in districts, legislative districts around Wisconsin, we make sure to send out the alert to the legislators, whether they're Republicans or Democrats. I've done many visits with healthcare leaders, with county health officers, with Republican legislators. I've even done farm visits with Republican legislators. It's about doing the right thing for Wisconsin, actually listening to the people on the ground instead of the politician.
Well, let's listen to one person here on the ground. Maddie is with us from De Pere. Maddie, what would you like to bring up?
Yes, I'd like to give you this opportunity to explain yourself with regard to defund the police. I do want the police to behave better than they do sometimes, but we all know we need the police. Also, with regard to ICE, I get these campaigns from the cards from the opposition saying you want to eliminate ICE, and I'd like to give you opportunity to explain yourself more clearly.
Okay, also, Maddie, thank you. ICE, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, go ahead.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Maddie, for the question. And I really appreciate the time to clarify this here, because I'll tell you, Ron Johnson and his allies are lying. I do not support defunding police, and I don't support abolishing ICE. I support making sure law enforcement has the resources they need. Also making sure we do exactly what it takes to prevent crime from happening in the first place. It was a moment we had in the debate where Senator Johnson just doesn't seem to understand that good paying jobs and quality schools help stop the flow of crime. They help give people opportunities that would, you know, with the lack of opportunities, people turn to some very dark and desperate places. When my granddad moved to Milwaukee after World War II, he got a union job as a steel worker. He had a good job in a safe city. Unfortunately, when factories like that close their doors, ship the jobs overseas, is when we saw a rise in crime and violence. Things can be better because they have been better. And when we build more trust and cooperation with law enforcement and communities, it makes police officers' jobs easier.
Let's go to Nate in Milwaukee. Nate, what would you like to bring up?
Hi, thank you. I was going to say a PolitiFact report from September 10th on if Scott Walker released anybody out on parole during his administration also included that in Walker's time, 81% of people out on parole either broke parole or committed a new crime. Under the Evers administration, that went down to 16%. So is it fair to blame Democrats, including the administration Lieutenant Governor Barnes is part of, for an over 50% reduction in the likelihood people on parole would break it and commit a new crime? Also, Mr. Johnson has been part of filibustering a lot of bills, from banning gerrymandering to
And Nate, we're short on time. I'm going to let Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes respond.
Hey, Nate, I really appreciate your clarification on that. And I really appreciate you checking out the PolitiFact. And I hope you'll share that with as many people as possible, because they are trying to mislead Johnson's campaign. And his allies are trying to fearmonger. They just want to make you afraid. That's what it comes down to. And it's also hypocritical. And I'm glad that Charles Benson in the debate brought up the First Step Act, because Ron Johnson voted to release 2,000 to 3,000 people early, 2,000 to 3,000 federally incarcerated individuals. So for him to try to point the finger back at me shows exactly who he is. It shows that he's a person that will, you know, he'll do whatever. But if anybody else does it, he tries to make a big fuss about it. And is trying to politicize this issue, and he's only making people and communities less safe.
And we'll have to leave it there. Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you so much.
Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, Democratic nominee for U.S. Senate seat, and our show offered both candidates equal airtime this week, by the way, to discuss their campaigns. The lieutenant governor accepted a shorter time window than offered. Thursday, we'll speak to incumbent Ron Johnson about the race. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.